I think we can all agree that people have gotten into the habit of being the victim. The whiny, lazy victim mentality. And holy shit, is that getting old. This is Ambitious AF. Ambitious AF. If you put in the work, there's no limit to your own success. Rewind that. If you put in the work, there's no limit to your own success. We said work. No pie in the sky. No ring around the rosy horseshit. No reciting positive affirmations. Throat punching you with real, raw, and straight up grit. All right, we'll give the Care Bear motherfuckers a minute to tune out. Go ahead. Now, let's do it. This is Ambitious AF, and this is Aaron Whitehead.
Community, what's good? I'm Aaron Whitehead. I am your host. This is the Ambitious AF podcast. And if you don't already know, AF stands for as fuck. And guys, I gotta confess, I am ambitious as fuck. I have an informative episode today that I think is going to provide a whole lot of benefit and value to you. So I am not going to waste your time by starting this episode with telling you what the fuck to go buy. Why not? Because I don't take sponsorships for this show. I don't run ads on this show. That's how you know the message you're about to receive is clean. And also, I'm not a real big fan of annoying the shit out of my listening base. So in return, guys, I ask that you pay the dues for being here, which means if today's episode makes you laugh, if it makes you think differently, if it gets you to take positive, productive action in your life, if you get value from this episode, I ask that you share the show with a friend or maybe a colleague or anybody who likes to wake up and kick some ass on a daily basis. And don't just share this episode. I ask that you share every single Ambitious AF podcast episode that speaks directly to you or you think somebody in your life needs to hear. Because on this show, I'm going to be talking to you about how we as individuals can collectively unite to level up our lives, chase personal excellence, and avoid being part of the problem and bullshit that the Care Bear motherfuckers of the world create. And if you really want to fuck some shit up and give the government your middle finger, go achieve total victory in all areas of your life. Stop being dependent. Stop being lazy and apathetic and stupid and fat and unproductive and broke. When you stop doing all this shit, the system gets fucked and you win. In fact, when we band together collectively and we chase our most ambitious desires and we get healthy and we get fit, and educated and wealthy and spiritual. And when we care about our fellow human being, we all win. Today, guys, I want to talk to you about a subject matter that is personal to me because as someone who is a human performance coach to the most radically successful people on the planet, I happen to have an inside track on what it takes for you to level the fuck up. And I got to tell you, I want to talk about this subject matter because it confuses most people. And usually, the people who are completely confused are the ones with little to no emotional intelligence or self-awareness. And hey, maybe that includes you. I think a lot of people think this subject matter is something that it isn't. I think a lot of people are confused about what this might be or what it might entail. And today, I am going to be delivering you the ambitious as fuck breakdown to stop feeling like shit all the time. And also how to understand what this concept really entails. And honestly, I could probably do this entire podcast in like one sentence, but I know that the super majority of you need a fucking roadmap on this one. So make sure that you listen as fast as I'm talking. And perhaps some of you need to press repeat on this episode as many times as it takes to sink the fuck into your brain. So why do you feel like shit all the time? There is no secret sauce needed to answer this question. It is so straightforward. So let me draw it out in wide open spaces, guys. All the fuckery, okay? Let's get all the fuckery out in the open. Basically, if we peel back a few layers on your life, this really has to do with control and discipline or your lack thereof. And whether or not you are actually achieving your goals and chasing your most ambitious desires in life, no matter which area on the spectrum you have in your crosshairs. So areas of the spectrum could include your career, your marriage, your finances, your physical fitness, whether you're trying to chase your most ambitious desires and mental strength, or parenthood, or spirituality, or fuck, all the above. You have to understand where you are right now, who you are right now, what you are right now, to even think about pulling yourself out of the hamster wheel that you keep spinning inside on a daily basis, aka all of your fuckery. Because this is the first level of information that you need before you can do anything else. And what does that even mean? It means you have to have enough emotional intelligence to take a step outside the box that you're living in. You got to be able to look at the pile of shit that you call your life, and you got to identify the bullshit that you keep tolerating that keeps you banging your head against a fucking wall day in and day out. And if you can do this, if you can also identify what you're doing really well versus what you need to stop doing, or even what you need to be improving on. And here's why this is important. Most of you listening right now are out there trying to legitimately get better. You're trying to build a business from scratch, or you already have one and you're trying to stay in business, or you're trying to build your marriage, or you're trying to stay in it, or you're trying to build your physique, or you're trying to stay healthy. And in doing so, what does this take? Discipline, sure, of course, but what about before that, guys? You need the mindset of being a great leader. And why do I say this? Because you can't do any of the shit in your life that you really want to do unless you can lead yourself out of the muck and the mire that you continue to spin in. You have to recognize what you're doing wrong or what you need to be doing more of. And you also need to recognize what other people are doing wrong or what they need to be doing more of in their life. And the pinnacle to this concept, the crux of how you can measure whether you know if you can actually do this properly, is being able to identify what the fuck is happening in your life as it's happening right there in the moment, real time, point blank. So is eating this pile of extra crispy French fries right in front of me gonna help me attain the rock hard physique I so desperately want? Is buying 4 pairs of new designer shoes going to help me achieve my financial goals in the next 6 months, or is this going to hold me back? And being able to identify what the fuck is going on in your life as it's happening is a very important concept, not just to have this skill set in your toolbox, but also to be able to remember to practice this on a daily basis. And for some of you, you need to be doing this on an hourly basis, honestly, but everybody needs to be doing this for the rest of your life. Because before you can get to where you're going, you have to identify where the fuck you are on the roadmap with pinpoint accuracy. I'm not talking general vicinity, okay? And you need to know what your capabilities are and what they are not. And this takes a very honest conversation with yourself that most of you listening are not even willing to have. Most of you are tolerating so much bullshit in your life. And by the way, it's your own bullshit that you're tolerating, not somebody else's. And here's what it sounds like. Oh, I wasn't born with a trust fund, or I wasn't born with an exquisite IQ, or the karma gods always hate me, or I can't control any of my circumstances, or oh, my wife treats me like shit all the time, but it's okay. Or the government's fucked me over. My race has fucked me over. My parents were shitty growing up. You guys have to be able to identify that all these statements are weak-ass little bitch excuses and stories that you've told yourself to justify you being a weak-ass little bitch and not making progress towards your goals. And this is likely why your confidence has taken such a serious hit lately. That is no surprise, by the way, because confidence comes from you dusting off your courage to find your fire, first and foremost, and then having the conviction to even take action. Repeatedly, okay, the right action, not just any action, in order to earn confidence. And when you do that enough times, you're going to stop doubting yourself so much. And then you get feedback from the universe from taking said action. And when you take that feedback and you iterate your position and then take one more action or more action over time, you end up getting closer to attaining your goals. And also, the compliment to this is that when you have enough feedback and confidence, You don't overestimate your abilities, guys, which means you are more likely to take calculated risks. And this is a concept most people have a hard time understanding. Guys, remember, this is the Ambitious AF podcast, which is me telling you the raw truth about reality. It's not about what you think the world might have in store with you. It's not me listening to you about you telling me how your favorite teacher from the fifth grade thinks you're so fucking fantastic. And it's not about what your parents think about you. It's about what you actually are versus what you are actually not. So you have to understand, in order to do what I'm telling you to do, you have to be able to be in the moment with yourself as things are unfolding, asking yourself, is what's happening right fucking now serving my greater purpose or the reason I exist on this planet, or is it not? Is this moving the needle in my life closer to attaining my most ambitious desires, or is it not? Am I shitting all over my future self right now, or am I not? These answers, guys, they're usually black and white. You either are making good decisions that will help you in the future, or you are not. And most of you make this way harder than it needs to be. Okay, as you're standing in front of the greasy food restaurant counter and you're having that silent conversation with yourself like we all do, and it sounds something like, self, you shouldn't even be here right now. You shouldn't be eating any of this grease. You're gonna feel like shit if you order that. So don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Okay, that, guys, that is the exact moment when you need to excuse your dumb ass from the line of mediocre, lazy, fat people and get the fuck back into your car and go get you some healthy food choices. That is the discipline. That is the self-control. That is the emotional intelligence. That is the self-awareness that leads you to the thought processes that you need to have in order to take the action steps in your life to stop doing the backstroke in the swimming pool that you have filled with your own shit. And instead, begin chasing your most ambitious desires and build the skills that build the life. The discipline, guys. The control, the mastery, the self-restraint that is going to elevate your baseline and allow you not only to set new standards for yourself, higher standards, by the way, but also allow you to rise to the challenge that you have set for yourself. So that means when you're on vacation, you don't use that as an excuse to eat like shit for 5 days straight, or not exercise, or not pray, or decide to go broke just to keep up with appearances, okay? You don't do that. And you won't be looking at your discipline as some sort of sacrifice, because it's not, guys. You know how good it feels to know that you're the one who's putting in the work that others aren't even willing to do? It feels fucking spectacular. So stop making shit artificially harder in your brain and believing all the bullshit that you tell yourself, okay? Getting out of the greasy restaurant food line is not a sacrifice that you're making. You're not taking one for the team. It's an investment into your future health. It's an investment in the discipline ecosystem that you are building. It's you sealing the foundational cracks that you are currently living inside that currently make you feel like shit all the time. So when you say no to the weekend vacation with your friends who want to slam booze and do some recreational drugs and veg out on the lake like zombies, or you pass up on the weekend trip with your girlfriends and not act like a hoe all the time, you are not sacrificing shit. You are doubling down on your control and discipline in a way that you haven't in a very long time, or possibly ever. So yeah, it's going to feel a little unorthodox at first, but it damn sure isn't a sacrifice, because what all your friends and all the social media gurus who are telling you that not enjoying all the greasy foods is a sacrifice, they don't understand delayed gratification. And these are the exact same people, by the way, who haven't done anything in their life at all that would even resemble a significant payoff. So why the hell would they encourage you to go chase your most ambitious desires or even understand what you're trying to do? They don't. So what do they do instead? They invite you to do nothing with your life all the time because that's their life. And they aren't investing in anything other than the consistency of eating like fucking shit and the consistency of looking like fucking shit and the consistency of feeling like fucking shit all the time. You need to be focused on your future and what you are creating. More money, better interpersonal relationships that are actually functional, your banging body, and your fulfilling career. That does not sound like a sacrifice to me at all. And it all has to do with emotional intelligence, by the way, which I define as understanding how to posture yourself in a given moment when your emotions trigger or evoke you into thought or action, and also to understand what others need in those moments as well. So here's another question I have for you. Do you even know what level of emotional intelligence that you have or that you don't have? Because as somebody who's an expert in this field, I can tell you that every single person I speak with and ask this question to, unequivocally, without a doubt, raises their hand and says their emotional intelligence level is off the fucking charts. They're like, oh, of course I am. I'm so fantastic. And I can assure you, it's not. Here's another question for you. Are your skill sets in grit, determination, perseverance, fortitude, discipline, endurance, gratitude, are they on point or are they mediocre at best? And these are all skill sets that are perishable, which means if you don't use them, you'll lose them. And how about this question? Are you flying under the radar at work, doing just enough to get by without getting fired? Or are you dominating in beast mode and becoming undeniable in your craft? More questions for you. What are the cracks in your own foundation? Stop pointing at everybody else's shit. Can you even identify your own shit? And what are you doing to seal those cracks? These are all questions that will lead to the answers that will give you an emotionally intelligent starting point so that you can stop feeling like shit all the time. And one of the quickest ways that you can do this, guys, that you can start to find the answers to some of these questions is to ask people that you look up to. People who are at least seven rungs above you on the ladder. I mean, people that you would switch lives with, okay? Not your drug addicted friends who are clearly losers. Go find people who have way more money with you and ask them, what the fuck am I doing wrong with my finances? Go find people who have a solid marriage and ask them, what should I be doing to stay in my marriage and continue to build a better life together? Go find people who look 10 times better than you do in a bathing suit and ask them, what do you eat? What does your workout regimen look like? How can I tone better, gain muscle better, lose weight better? These people will have an answer for you. Now, it's up to you to decide whether to implement what they tell you, okay? It's not up to me or anybody else to make decisions for you. You make decisions for you. You have to figure out what to do in your own life. But my guess is that if these people who you look up to, if they've been going hard in the paint in one area or many areas of their life, my guess is that their feedback will likely be useful. And this is something that I do all the time, by the way. In fact, something that I've done recently is put together what I call a board of consults for my business, which is something that my personal mentor was an idea that he gave to me. And so these are people who I have personally asked, just a handful of people, who are, first of all, not in the coaching industry. Okay, that's criteria one. They are entrepreneurs. They've been entrepreneurs for more than 5 years. They're currently in business. They're cash flow positive. They know what the fuck they're doing. They're at least seven rungs above me on the ladder in entrepreneurship. And I connect with them once a month. And I tell them, hey, look, here's what I'm doing in my business model. Here's what I want to do in my business model. And they tell me what I need to stop doing, what I need to be doing more of, what I need to add, what I haven't thought of yet, et cetera. Here's something else that I do. When someone stops me and they say, oh my God, I just love your podcast. Okay, well, I lean in with more curiosity and I ask a bunch of questions. So I'm like, okay, well, what do you like so much? And what do you want to hear more of? What topics do you want me to add? And one of the biggest pieces of feedback I get is, oh my God, I love it just the way it is. But okay, that's great. But I'm also looking for constructive criticism or additional thoughts that can help shape the way that this podcast is delivered to the future Ambitious AF audience. And by the way, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you give me constructive criticism, because my level of emotional intelligence is ultra super high. So I understand that I'm receiving their opinion, which may or may not even be worth its weight in gold. But what I'm talking about here, okay, is getting feedback on my podcast. So then it's up to me to take that feedback and make an objective judgment based in reality. So I am asking myself questions now. Does this person see me the way that my Ambitious AF community sees me or understands me? Are they telling me this information for the sake of being polite and just not hurting my feelings? How many podcast episodes have they listened to? Have they paid the dues and told others about the content? Okay. And the reason that this is so important, why I'm talking to you guys about this, is because you need to reach a level of self-actualization, which means the level at which you can begin to coach yourself. And you can only do this if you are hyper aware of your surroundings, your emotions, your triggers, your current mental state, what's happening under your skin, okay, etc. Imagine the day, guys, when you are meta-aware that you can pinpoint weaknesses and strengths in your life as they're happening, take that information and move into an action scenario and get to where you're going faster without having a mental breakdown that makes you feel like shit far longer than necessary. And by the way, guys, what I'm telling you to do is free. You can start doing this immediately, like right now. You can put all of this into action today. You can stop tolerating your bullshit right now. You don't need anybody to sign a permission slip in order for you to do this. All you have to do is identify that one thing that you need to stop doing in order to move forward. And then stop doing that thing, especially if it's hurting you physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially. Guys, if it's hurting you, please stop it. If you don't do this, you cannot improve. You cannot win. You cannot dominate. You cannot get to where you're going. And if you're listening to this right now and you are someone who wants to start their own business or you started your own business, remember, you especially need to get on board with this concept ASAP, because you won't be able to lead people for shit if you can't get this right. You have to have emotional intelligence if you want to sell your products or services to the public or other businesses. Nobody's going to buy from you when you walk up to them feeling like shit about yourself, okay? People can feel that energy. They can sense it. In fact, your energy introduces you before you even open your mouth. So go do what I'm telling you to do, okay? Start today. Just ask yourself this question. Should I be doing what I'm about to go do? Yes or no? And then boom, that's it. You get your answer and you have to be honest with yourself, okay? And then you follow through with the discipline and the control that you haven't been exercising for the past 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, decade maybe, or longer. This is exactly what self-actualization looks like in real time, the ability to coach yourself. And I promise you this, if you cannot get to this point, you will continue to feel like shit all the time. You will not win. You will continue to spin in circles. You will live with regret. So insert this tactical strategy into your day, starting right now, and commit like you have never committed before, because the payoff will be coming later in the form of delayed gratification. And if you're somebody who listens to the social media gurus, aka the biggest fucking losers on the planet, it's likely you are confused after what you hear they have to say, and here's why. I see so many of these Care Bear motherfuckers on the internet dishing out advice left and right about this subject matter. And these are people who haven't accomplished shit in their own lives, which is likely why you're still confused after you listen to what they have to say. Because if you popped the hood on the life of these gurus, you'd see a train wreck spiraling out of control. They don't talk about their failures or vulnerabilities out loud. Why? Because if you ask them, they don't even have any. They're perfect. Perfect choices, perfect family, perfect life. And they damn sure have an answer on how you can stop feeling like shit all the time. And guess what? All these fuckers are sponsored, which means they're chasing double taps and you don't mean a damn thing to them. You are clickbait. So be very careful who you listen to. That's another question that you need to be asking yourself. Should I be taking advice from this person right now? The person right in front of me, okay? Or the person I'm listening to. Because some of you are spinning in circles and you think it's a super great idea that you need to be talking to Uncle Joey about your financial situation, when in reality, you wouldn't trade financial status with Uncle Joey if somebody held a gun to your head. Yet you sit there and you listen to Uncle Joey, you go implement what Uncle Joey says, and when it all backfires, you go right back to Uncle Joey for more advice. Guys, wake the fuck up. Uncle Joey does not have the answers to your financial questions. So stop tapping into Uncle Joey as an intellectual financial resource. Wake the fuck up. Look for people who are at least seven rungs above you on the ladder and go seek their perspective. Get those people to help you break down your actions. They will be able to pinpoint exactly where all of your fuckery lives. They will lay out the standard that you need to be operating against, which, by the way, Uncle Joey can't do. They will lay out the intent that you need to have behind your action steps, which Uncle Joey can't do. They will describe with their words exactly which bullshit that you need to stop tolerating. Because guess what? Uncle Joey still tolerates his own bullshit. And guys, you need to be open to this feedback because some of it is going to be the hard truth. Like, it's actually going to be about the periphery of your life. So sometimes it looks like this. Like, hey, man, you want to know what you need to stop doing? Well, it's not you, actually. It's your wife. She's a spender. That's a problem given what your goals are. So sometimes, guys, your feedback will be directly correlated to the relationships in your life that contain toxic behaviors that you keep tolerating. And then what? Can you be the leader of your life that you require and the leader others are looking toward? I don't know. Only you can answer that question. So ask yourself, are you choosing to invest in yourself? Are you choosing to invest in your spirituality, in your mental strength conditioning, in your finances, in your craft and skill sets, in your intrapersonal relationships? And you need to remember what you want those answers to those questions to be when you're out and about standing in the greasy restaurant food line. Are you working to make yourself better than you were yesterday? Or do you want to continue to feel like shit all the time? I don't know, guys, the choice is yours. But here's what I know for sure. When you have the courage to forge a new path in your life and you are chasing your most ambitious desires and your level of obsession is at an all-time high, this is the most fulfilling feeling that you will ever have. And it's no longer a chore to get out of bed in the morning. And everything you do drives the tip of the spear straight into your targets. And you're excited about the life that you're building. And your days are harder in a good way because you understand delayed gratification. So you trade a hard day today for an easier day sometime in the future. But when you tell yourself, oh, my life sucks, I'm so unlucky, everybody else has it easier than I do, I didn't have any magic fairy dust sprinkled on my forehead like everybody else. And if you go around and you bang your victim drum all the time, guys, you are focused on everything you don't have or you didn't get or all the shit that you think that you're entitled to, your shitty internal dialogue becomes your obsession. And you continue to look for empathy from people on the internet by posting your sad stories. And that means, guys, you're living a life full of regret that you hate. And this is the kind of life that breaks you forever. And the reason that most of you are confused by this whole concept that I'm talking about today is because you haven't committed to anything in your life long enough to reap any real rewards. So you don't carry the belief that any of this is even meant for you. And if I just described you, if that sounds like you, this is why you need to go out and talk to somebody seven rungs higher than you on the ladder who has actually accomplished the shit that you say you want to accomplish in your life. Because that person has the roadmap. They can lay it out for you. They can pinpoint a spotlight on the exact area where all your fuckery is. They can talk to you about their mishaps and their fumbles and their failures so that you don't repeat the same mistakes that they did. And by the way, if you do have the conviction to dust off your courage, find your fire, and try something new in your life, I want you to remember two things. First, you're going to be really fucking bad at it at first, okay? Because unless you've already done what you're doing, right, and all of you haven't because that's why you're still stuck, then you should expect to be really fucking bad at it the first time, okay? So recalibrate your expectations accordingly, all right? Remember, repetition is going to be your friend. And two, have a little faith in yourself. You have to believe in you. You have to believe that you can build the skills that build the dream. You have to believe that even though you fall flat on your face, if you get back up again and you keep going, that your reward awaits in the future. You have to believe that if one man can do it, another man can do it. Meaning, if the role model that you look up to has accomplished what you want to accomplish, that means that there is a way, so long as you keep going. Now, sure, you may have to iterate differently for your life, but the truth is, if you put your energy into something, you're going to get something out, okay? Energy input, energy output, eventually, right? Or at least most of the time. So keep going. Commit to what you want your life to look like, and guys, step on any motherfucker who gets in your way, because you've already lived the life that you're in right now, which you claim sucks ass. You already know you're not getting anywhere. You know exactly what you hate about your life, and you know exactly what you need to be stopping. There's no surprises why you feel like shit all the time. So stop living this way. Take your life more seriously. Build the skills that build the life. Go get obsessed about your ambitions. Know that you will produce a result eventually, and watch the rate of your momentum start to take off like crazy when you begin to take action. If you want to stop feeling like shit all the time, I dare you to commit the rest of your life to chasing your most ambitious desires. No more fucking excuses. Just do the work. It's literally that simple.
You've been listening to Ambitious AF.
If you're still here, that means we're family. Because you don't play the victim card, and you're all about running anyone over who gets in your way. Welcome to the family. Pay your dues for listening. The podcast isn't sponsored, so the growth is organic. So if you learn something new or were inspired, we just ask that you share the show with a friend, a colleague, or anybody else who likes to wake up and kick some ass. We'll see you next time on Ambitious AF. We'll be right back.